Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He is at Brent Musburger on Twitter, VSiN, VSiN.com, ahead of Championship Sunday. How's it going today, Brent? Thank you for the time.
Good, guys. How are you?
Brent, SOS. We are dying, man. Where is this? I'm considering keeping it all in my pocket and just playing Super Bowl props in 3 weeks. Please help us today, brother.
You know, I'm laughing because I'm thinking I might not bet either.
Come on, shoot or shoot.
These games are. That's how tight they are, boys. I suppose, you know me, I can't resist a 7-point teaser, but I would probably look to the first game. I'd probably take the Rams up to the 10. What's happened out here in Las Vegas, they opened that one at 3.5, and all the sharp money that moves quickly grabbed the hook. So from 3.5, it's now mainly 3. Breeze and the Saints favored at home. And then I think I would take the over-under number when it finally settles at. I know it'll be a pretty high number. Take it up 7 and bet the under, thinking that, championship pressure and things like that might get to them. But I have to tell you, I really don't have a really strong opinion. I suppose the bet I like the best, and it's an under bet. My friend here, Chris Andrews, the top bookmaker at the South Point, he put out a prop on the four quarterbacks, touchdown passes, over, under, and he made it 9.5, over or under 9.5. And one of the first big bets, my friend Derek Stevens came down for the D. He bet $100,000 on a basketball prop, but then he saw that he bet the over 9.5 to these four outstanding quarterbacks who get 10 touchdown passes to win. And I suppose because it's even money, I probably would bet a much smaller amount on the on the under. But these are very, very tight lines, and it should be. You know, we've got 1-2 and 1-2 going. Should be really exciting. And there's always in game. You know, there's always pausing and wait for that team to score the first touchdown and then see what the numbers move to from there. You can certainly do that. But I think we're in for really good ball games.
A total of 9.5 on TD passes. That's a lot of squirming. That's a lot of waiting around before you can catch your breath, man, because you don't feel safe for a long time in that one.
Yeah, you'll be wiggling on a couch and reaching for another beer and doing all kinds of things. I'm sure it'll come down to the fourth quarter of the second game. That's what those props are put up there for. Because, you know, my favorite Super Bowl prop, it always is, for a lot of people, it's the coin flip, because they get action right away. They bet heads or tails. Me, it's always over under on the national anthem, and I see that Gladys Knight has been selected to sing the national anthem down in Atlanta, and they usually put that right about 2 minutes. And I know in the past I've always had a rascal around to say, "Hey, listen, time that rehearsal, and let me know what it comes out to."
Little insider trading.
Yeah, a little insider trading. If I could get a read on Gladys the day before the game. But I've always loved to I always take the under. I hope they come in about a 158, 159. Got the under last year on it. But these are terrific games, and I am fascinated. A lot of people jumped on the Chiefs bandwagon. I'm not going there immediately, simply because I think that this is the week that the Chiefs will really miss Kareem Hunt. He was brilliant earlier this year in New England. He was even better than brilliant previous season when they opened up on a Thursday night and the Chiefs ambushed the Patriots up there. And I've got such great respect for what Team Belichick comes up with, I think they're going to cause young Mahomes some problems in that game. But then again, the Patriots have not played well on the road. So you're left weighing that. And again, you know, the one thing a better doesn't want to do, tell you the truth, don't force action. If you don't see it and you don't have it, walk away. Because it's like the running back Thomas once said about the Super Bowl. He's a quiet guy, and he finally talked up with the Dallas Cowboys. He said, "Hey, listen, if it's so super, how come they're going to play it again next year?" And you can always wait for the next game.
Brent Musburger from VSiN and VSiN.com is our guest, and VSiN keeps getting bigger and bigger and more influential as more states continue to legalize sports gambling. But if you follow Brent on Twitter, at Brent Musburger, he had some words, some fighting words for CBS, which is the network that's going to be broadcasting the Super Bowl. And you did not mention this part in your tweet, Brent, but I don't know if you saw. They are planning on doing no gambling coverage in their 7 hours of Super Bowl pregame. What are your thoughts on your former employer and how the gambling is being covered right now?
That's ridiculous. I mean, of course they should refer to it. They're scared of the league. They want to protect their position. I think they said some phony thing about we don't want to have our announcers talking about something that they're not experienced with or knowledge. What are you telling me? I mean, all you have to do is give the point spread and say that somebody's favored by a field goal or a touchdown, and they're expecting a game into the 50s or the 60s, and basically you've covered it. You've got some of the props that you can have fun with. You know, I've said all along it's not the most important thing, but to stick your head in the sand like CBS is doing is just absolutely ridiculous. I know at VSiN, certainly during commercials, we're going to be having updates. We're going to have in-game wagering because that's going to become the next big thing. It's huge over in Europe during the Premier League soccer matches. They even do in-game on our professional basketball, which they like a lot worldwide to bet on. So I just think saying something like that is stupid, because you could handle it so well and gracefully without antagonizing or angering anybody going forward. But of course people are going to know who the favorite is. I mean, one of the most important pieces of information following the two championship games on Sunday, people want to know who's favored in the Super Bowl and what kind of odds are they putting out. Now, here in Las Vegas, of course, they've already put out numbers on the various matchups that could be, but it'll still change depending on what happens in those two games. And all you have to do is say New Orleans is favored in the Super Bowl by 2.5, which is what they've got the NFC listed at up at the Westgate right now. We say that, you know, New Orleans is a full field goal favorite. There's no harm in mentioning that. It's a basic piece of information and the build-up to the game. I mean, my goodness, all these parties that are going on.
Sure.
Everybody's going to buy one of those squares, and then they draw the numbers, and you have fun pulling for that at the end of the quarter, the half of the end of the game. I mean, you know, come on, get your head out of this head. Don't give me that holier-than-thou attitude. I just thought it was stupid on their part, and I was surprised, and I just shook my head, because basically they're scared of the league. That's basically what it is. And all you have to do is tell the league, look, hey, you could walk to a Giants or a Jets game after making a bet across the parking lot in New Jersey. Of course we're going to refer to it. I mean, you got to stand up about it. You got to be a big boy. That's all it is. Not everybody should be gambling. I got it. We got troubled drunks in this country, too, but we don't outlaw liquor anymore. We're smarter than that. And the network should have been smarter than that, than saying, listen, they just had a terrible, terrible go-around with their top executive. He couldn't keep his zipper up, okay? So don't give me this holier-than-thou stuff about those of us who like to take a position on a football game. Please go away. Don't give me one of your white bread broadcasts, which is what CBS tries to come up with in these situations. So that's what I think about it. And so now you know.
You know,
I'm glad I asked.
I had not thought about it much, but as I'm listening to you, it occurs to me that you and Al Michaels are the only two network top play-by-play guys I ever have heard refer to the point spread. I can't remember hearing Nance talk about a point spread. I haven't heard Joe Tessitore mention a spread on a Monday night this year. Brad Nessler used to, but he's not doing NFL anymore. God, a lot of guys who don't want to be big boys, apparently, Brent.
Yeah, they don't. They don't want that phone call. They don't want to have to defend the position because, as Al still demonstrates, you know, it's certainly not the first thing he ever says on a Sunday night broadcast. You know, he doesn't open up with the Chicago Bears are 4.5-point favorite tonight over the Los Angeles Rams or who they might be playing. But late in the game, and he especially knows that within the gambling community, especially when there's over-under numbers at stake, as there normally are coming down the fourth quarter, Al is very aware of what that number is and when they get there or don't get there, whatever the case might be. And he has a little fun with it, as I did through the years. And, you know, the Republic hasn't fallen because we mentioned a point spread here and there. Now, again, listen, I want to point out that billions of dollars wagered on professional football in this country. It's really an enjoyment for a lot of people. They have a lot of fun with it. You and I, you guys and me, we talk about it every week here. We don't linger on it. As I've said repeatedly, and I'm sure that Al would echo it, it's not the most important part of the game, but it is certainly part of the buildup and a legitimate part of how these sports are. So these are huge industries we're talking about. And to a large extent, especially the National Football League, they have grown and matured to the point of where they are now because of people taking a position, whether it's point spreads or just win only. I mean, you get into a league with win only, and you're still hard-pressed to come up with an enormous number of winners every week. It's not that easy, and people enjoy it. So be it, and the CBS should not be stupid and say what they did.
And not to mention, and not to belabor the point, but the NFL has announced a partnership with Caesars.
Exactly.
Yeah. I don't even know.
They want it both ways.
That's why the CBS thing was so crazy to be like, okay, 2 years ago, the floodgates hadn't opened, but the NFL has partnered with Caesars Palace.
Yeah, exactly. And also, like last night, I was coming home. There's two ways I could go from the South Point up to our place in Summerlin, out in the west end of Las Vegas. And this one took me last night, right by the new stadium, okay? And it is right by the Interstate 15, which comes right down adjacent to the Las Vegas Strip, okay? And the neon's off to the right. It was dark when I left. And there is this gorgeous stadium arising. You know, the skeleton is up. They've gone vertical with it. And I look over to my right, and I see a half dozen different places where I'd go bet on any game that's going to be played in that stadium. So certainly they have accepted it. And I don't know why CBS really wanted to be so stupid about it. I don't get it. I mean, it would have been so easy to deflect that and say, yeah, you know, of course we're going to refer to who's favorite of the game and how many points the guys are looking for. But we've got personal stories. We've got coaches, players. And to build up, we have a lot of other things to cover too. I just shook my head when I saw the, especially what they've been through in the executive level. Okay, and I said, you're sticking your head in the sand again, boys. I mean, look what you're going through right now, and here they go again. I mean, there was no reason to allow people like me to take a shot at them or anybody else for that matter. I mean, it was stupid. But listen, I dealt with management a lot in television with a lot of different places, and they are fully capable. They are fully capable of doing stupid things, and I shake my head every time that they come up with some ridiculous statement like that.
Good stuff. We love it every week, Brent. Real fast, we don't have a lot of time, but I got to ask you, it's the anniversary of Super Bowl V today. Cowboys lose to the Colts, yet Chuck Howley wins the MVP. Only time a player on a losing team's ever done it. Seven turnovers for the winners in that game, I believe. Worst Super Bowl ever played, Colts and Cowboys, on this day in 71?
Absolutely. Worst Super Bowl. I just shook my head watching it unfold. And 50 years ago, last Saturday, the most important Super Bowl ever played, Joe Namath of the Jets picking off the Baltimore Colts. But you're absolutely right. Chuck Howley, the only loser ever to get the MVP. And that was the worst Super Bowl ever played.
Brent, cash some tickets this weekend. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you, Brent.
Take
See
care.
You, man.
Have a great weekend, guys.
You
Thanks.
Too, bud.
That's Brent Musburger from VSiN and VSiN.com.
Bud.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.